Ayer Chávez, no estoy enamorado, domingo el Chávez. Come Chávez, the good night of Chávez, everyone. Welcome back, turn Friday into Erev Chávez. A very special thank you to our Erev Chávez sponsors, Sirius Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Chus V'chai Rivka and Tzipora Fredo, memory of Rabbi Lo Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzib Ben David Aryeh. Thank you for your generosity. And today's Turn Friday into Erev Chávez is sponsored by Melanie and Bernie Kamenetsky, in memory of Melanie's mother, Mimi Rentner. Miro Baschano, whose Yahrzeit is this week. Thank you so much to the Fishmans and to our dear friends, the Kamenetskys. That is the siren. It means it is time to get ready for Shabbos. We're turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. And we continue with Rav Tzimayer. Rav Tzimayer says the following. We have been learning about the process of getting ready. What does it mean to long for? What does it mean to look forward to? What does it mean to count down towards the beautiful Shabbos? First of all, there's Chonen Kol HaShavua, that our entire week revolves around. Our entire work is anticipating and is exciting, whether it's buying the food or planning our menu, inviting our guests, deciding what story we're going to tell, what Dvar Torah, what song we're going to sing. But Shabbos is on our minds throughout the entire week. Hachana, the preparation for Shabbos, actually getting ready. Are we preparing? Are we preparing early? Are we invested? The attitude and the effort and the timing of when we prepare shows how much we value and how much we care about it. And then Sur Meira, where we last left off, is studying the Chelek HaShlishi. The third part of it is not only to actively and proactively initiate getting ready in terms of preparing and longing and mindset of transforming ourselves from weekday Jews to Shabbos Jews, but it's also about distancing ourselves from the impediments. Removing the barriers. We have all kinds of temptation, desire. We are distracted by the material or physical world. And we need to transcend. We need to rise above. We need to elevate. We need to remove. We need to extract the impediments. Sur Meira. Shetzarach lehiskadesh ulisnatek meaklipos umeataivos. There are these barriers. There is this shell. There is this peel. And we need to remove it. We need to peel it back. Ukafi aprishos meatuma agashmias kacha zachia beruchnias. So Friday is no ordinary day. Obviously, every day of the week we have aspiration and ambition to be pure, to be holy, and to strive for sanctity and sacredness. But Friday, more than any other day, and the closer we get to Shabbos, the more guarded we should be with what we see and what we listen to and how we speak. The more judicious we should be with our mind and where our thoughts go. We should strive for that holiness. We're trying to immerse ourselves. We're trying to transition as seamlessly and as smoothly as possible. So the more that we are defined by the physical material world, the more that we are controlled by our temptation and our drives, the harder it will be to define ourselves and to feel ourselves as connected spiritually. But the more that we extract and the more that we transcend and the more that we redefine ourselves by our soul, by our spirit, then the holier and the happier of a Shabbos than we will have. Ki ein efsharos lasig madrega v'asaga b'li lehizdachich v'latzeis mehara. It's not just about taking on the good. It's not just about initiating the positive. It's not just about singing the zmiros and eating the delicious food and being prepared. But we also have to be mindful and intentional of what are the distractions and temptations, what are the barriers, what is bringing us down, and how can we elevate from it. And says Rav Meyer, there is no clear-cut formula or definition. Each person, each family, each unit has to identify or define this on our own level. According to the aspiration and the ambition, according to the drive for holiness, for sanctity, according to the level of being on fire that we want, you know, if I had to liken, if I had to give a metaphor. So if you want to compete, if you want to compete athletically, then you need clean living. A person who's eating unhealthy, a person who's putting poison into their system, a person who is experimenting with substances, it's going to slow them down. So it's one thing if you want to be able to be healthy living as an amateur. What if you want to be healthy living because you're a high school athlete or you're competing in some local tournament, you play some intramural league. So again, you want clean living. But let's say you're a professional athlete. Let's say you're striving to be an Olympian. You want to compete in the Olympics. So if you want to be an Olympian, you're not living a level of mindfulness of your sleep and of what you put in your body, of your health, of your exercise, your mobility. You're not living the same life as the amateur person who's just trying to generally be healthy. the more and the higher for what you strive for. You want to be a professional athlete. You want to be an Olympian. The more mindful, the more intentional, the more disciplined you are in the lifestyle and the life that you're living. Says Richard Meyer, what's true physically and athletically is true spiritually. You want to be an armchair spiritual person? You want to be an amateur spiritual person? Then have amateur goals. But if you want to be a professional Jew, you want to rise, you want to elevate, you want to be on fire, you want to be connected, you want to be fulfilling the purpose for which we are here, if you want to get to next level, then the cleaner the spiritual living we have to have. So as we get ready for Shabbos, as we prepare to enter the 25-hour place of holiness and sanctity, that refuge, elevated and protected, have this tremendous, beautiful cocoon from the distractions, the temptations, the workload, the chaos, the tasks, the to-do, then a person needs to begin to transition sur meira. This is a core component of what it means to serve Hashem. When we close ourselves off and when we are protected from the drive and the temptation of this world, according to our level, we strive and we elevate. That means we will merit to accept upon ourselves the light, the spiritual light. Little by little, incrementally, small steps to grow, to improve, to advance, to be able to elevate, to be able to purge and to rid ourselves from our addictions, from our temptations, from the things that have a mastery and an ownership over us. If we want our soul to shine through, then we have to pull back the shades. We have to pull back the curtains. We have to remove that which is blocking the light that will nourish our soul and enable our soul to shine through. Lifrosh mat me'ataivos. In order to discipline, to be a little bit distanced from that world of temptation. Kiev shal hasig bli amal v'yegia v'yizgabros. Takes effort. So many people think that Friday is the end of the week, and Friday is when you have the least energy, and Friday is the end of a hard, grueling week, not a lot of sleep, not eating right, not time to exercise, not time to take care and nourish our neshama and our souls, and we stumble and we trip and we collapse into Shabbos. We collapse. Oh, Baruch Hashem. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. TGIS, thank God it's Shabbos. We think that we collapse into Shabbos. I'll make up on my sleep. I'll make up on my relaxation. That Shabbos will give me that nourishment. But we can't let go. We can't let down on Friday. It's the opposite. We're not taking our week and we're going down until we collapse into Shabbos. We are rising until we're ready to enter from a position of strength, from a longing, from an excitement, from an anticipation, from an electricity, that as Friday comes, we are more and more purging the temptation and the distraction and the drive. We're living better and better version of ourselves. We're elevating higher and higher so that when we enter Shabbos, when we are inside and part of Shabbos, it's our best selves. We're bringing our best. We're bringing our most. You know, Shabbos is like going on a date with our spouse. You finally are able to secure a date night. So you don't say, oh, finally a night out. I've been working every day, every night. Now I can collapse at this dinner, barely pay attention, fall asleep at the table, be distracted. It's the opposite. Gear up and get excited. Come into Shabbat, come into that date with a position of strength, with planning, with excitement, with conversation, with curiosity. Shabbos is our date night. It's our date day with Hashem. We don't collapse. We don't come down. We don't let go. We don't trip into Shabbos. We come into Shabbos excited, energized. Coming to Shabbos ready to be able to shine through. So wishing everyone a beautiful and a holy Shabbos. Big thank you to our dear friends, the Kamenetskis and the Fishermen's, for sponsoring today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Ay, 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 Shabbos. Shabbos. Great Shabbos, everybody. Get ready, get excited, get holy, get intentional. May it be your best Shabbos yet. Have a great Shabbos, everyone. Here comes the silence.